Hi, I'm Matt Sullivan.
I'm Kiran Bangalore.
And we're with the Windows Universal Store team, and we're going to talk to you about monetization. Monetization is part of a larger overall ecosystem that includes building your apps, acquiring and engaging users, and there's plenty of other talks on Channel 9 to cover those topics. Today, we're actually just going to talk about advertising and monetization. And if you attended Build last year or saw our Channel 9 videos, you know that we are working with multiple demand sources. In fact, we're kind of doubling down on that bet. And we're working with partners like Smato and AdDuplex and Vungle. I'm also excited to announce that we're going to be doing server-side mediation so that those who are using ad control and interstitial ad can also have access to mediation and without having to implement multiple SDKs in their application. Okay, so zooming in a bit, we're going to talk through four things today. I'm going to do a code walkthrough in C++, and I'm going to show you some new mediation options in DevCenter, and then I'm going to turn it over to Kiran, and Kiran is going to have you show you two new monetization options through Big Intent Ads and through the Affiliate Ads Network. Now, if you happen to be coding in C# or Visual Basic or JavaScript, in fact, the same code applies, so don't turn the video off. You should watch because the very same concepts apply. There's some prerequisites to this code walkthrough that I've already done in advance to spare you from watching me install Visual Studio and that sort of thing. So I do have Visual Studio 2015 already installed. As well, I have the Windows SDK for Windows 10 and the Microsoft Engagement and Monetization SDK. I started with a blank app, which is the Universal Windows Visual C++ template. I've added a reference to Microsoft Universal Advertising SDK, and I've added my namespace references to both the XAML and the C++ files. And it's Microsoft Advertising WinRT UI is the main namespace to begin coding. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and crack open Visual Studio, and we'll show you some code. Okay, so the first thing I'm going to do is walk you through some of the properties of the ad control. Okay, so let's start with the banner ad. I actually already included a code snippet, which I'm just going to go ahead and uncomment. And then I'm going to walk you through some of the properties. The first few properties you should recognize, they're pretty much common to all controls. I put in a name and a horizontal alignment for positioning and a margin. But the width and height are actually kind of critical to advertising because the Internet Advertising Bureau doesn't let you use any arbitrary size. In this case, I've used 300 by 250, but you can go to our MSDN and you can find out what sizes are supported that fits your app. The application ID and the ad unit ID, I happen to be using test values, but I could also, and when I go to submit my real app, I would go to DevCenter and I would provision real units and put them in there that are specific to my application. Otherwise, I won't get any money. So the next thing I'm going to do is wire up three events. There are more than three events, but there are three that are, I think, pretty critical. I'm going to go ahead and wire those up in my app. So ad refreshed will fire off whenever an ad is fetched and served. So I'm going to create a function to wire that one up. The next one is error occurred, which is pretty well self-explanatory, but you should know that it in fact will fire off as well if no ad is served in the network. So if we didn't happen to have an ad to fill, this event will fire off. Lastly, I'm going to wire up the isEngageChanged event. This one's very important to games because if the user is engaged, that means they clicked the tile and now they're on a full screen, probably covering up the game. And especially if it's an action game, the user may end up losing the game and not like you. So definitely you want to wire this up. So after doing that, if I switch over to see it just trust me that the function templates are in the .h file, but over here in the CPP file, I now have those functions ready to go ahead and wire up. So now that we put in the banner, I'm going to go ahead and put in an interstitial ad. Interstitial ads are a little bit different than banners, and you'll note that I'm not going to go back to the XAML file because an interstitial, unlike the ad control, is not in line with the rest of your content. It is, in fact, taking up the entire page. And so it's just a class. All I need to do is code up in the CPP file. You use interstitials, for example, between game levels, or you might wire it up to UI. So for example, a user could click a button to add an extra life or get some other benefit out of your game. We call that rewards-based video. So I've already actually coded the interstitial ad, and I'll just go ahead and show you that code now. So here I've created an instance of the interstitial ad. Then I've wired up four events. The four events are error occurred, and that's exactly the same as the error occurred that you see on ad control. It fires off if there's an error on the service or if there's no ad to be filled. Ad ready fires off when the ad is actually ready to be shown. So unlike ad control, which will get the ad and then immediately show it, apps are recommended to prefetch the ads because video ads are actually pretty large. You want to probably fetch them 30 seconds or so before you're actually going to need them. Then the user doesn't have to wait for the video to download prior to play. So ad ready will fire off when that ad has been downloaded and it's totally ready for you to show in your UI. The canceled and completed event will fire off during user playback. If the user does not actually finish the video, canceled will fire off. If the user does complete the video, which you want them to, completed will fire off. The reason you want them to complete is that it's the reason you want them to complete is that you'll make more money the more completions you have. You'll get better CPMs out of video advertising if you can actually engage the users and get them to finish the ads. So the request add is the method to actually call for going and fetching the ad, and you'll see that it takes parameters that are very similar to ad control. You'll see that there's a publisher ID and an ad unit ID. So the only thing I've actually wired up is the ad ready event, and I go ahead and I have a button on my UI that changes, it makes the button enabled and it changes the string to say play ad. And I've wired basically on the button click, I've wired up, I'm calling the interstitial ad show event, which will actually play the video. So let me show you now what it looks like when this code runs. So you can see that the button changed from the ad wasn't ready to now saying play ad. That's what happened when the ready event fired off. You can see that I have a banner ad as I programmed it. And now if I play the ad, up comes a video ad, which I'll cancel out. So from here, obviously, you would do the normal you'd test and submit your app through Windows Dev Center. And now I'm going to take you into Windows Dev Center to show you how you can configure mediation. So this app is actually not the same app that I just wrote because, as we said, interstitial ad and ad control are not yet offering mediation. So this particular app was written with the ad mediator control. And I'm using this as an example to show you the new configuration options that are available for mediation. So what's new on this screen, if you attended Build last year or again saw some of the videos, is that we now offer mediation by rank, which I think a lot of you will find a much easier way to sort through ads. So it's more like instead of having the weighted where we go 50% to this network, 50% to that network, we let you actually explicitly set a waterfall order. So let's say that you want ad duplex to be the first call in the order. You would just move it up to the top of the stack. It's that simple. So now I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Kieran, who's going to walk you through two exciting new ways to monetize in the app ecosystem.
Thanks, Matt. I'm going to talk about two new monetization methods that are available in the Dev Center. We have the Bing Intent ads and affiliate ads, both of which I'll talk about today. Essentially, in our endeavor to improve fill rates and get a higher eCPM for developers, we keep bringing in new options for monetization in the Dev Center, and hopefully you can take advantage of this to make more money. I'm going to start with Bing Intent ads. Bing ads are basically ads you would see when you go search for something on Bing Ads or on Cortana on your desktop. And the ads would look something like what I'm showing up here. And what we've done is added some new technology in the Dev Center, what we call Ad Builder, which will convert these ads into nice, pretty ads that you see in the bottom. Essentially, the technology works like this. We take all the vast scale that Bing Ads has coming in, people are booking ads in Bing Ads. With that, we add on all the personalization options we give users. And we have new technology that will come in and actually look at the apps, extract keywords and context of the app, feed this into what we call the Ad Builder and the Bing Relevance Engine. This will cook up an ad that is the highest probability of a user actually liking that ad, clicking on that ad, and so on, and in turn giving more money to developers. This will work both for phone and PC. And one of the things that is good for developers is you don't have to do anything extra. It'll just start showing up in your ads going forward. So let me show you a demo on the Bing Intent ads. I have an app here. This is an Indian movie news app. And what we've done here is taken the context of the app, so it's a movie news entertainment app. You can see that we're delivering from the Bing system an entertainment-related app with music. And we've also done some work where we've detected the actual color of the app, and the ads are showing up with that same color. You'll also see that we're picking up some of the social signals and the ratings that were on the ad. So these are the extensions that were built into Bing Ads to give more information to this ad so that it's more interesting for the user and also helps us drive more engagement with the ad, which in turn becomes more money for developers. Again, like I said, this has as a developer, you don't have to do anything new or go and republish your app. It'll just start showing up as a backfill or as part of your paid ads setup. Moving on, today I'm excited to announce we have affiliate ads. You too now can be a part of the store as a store partner, and we're bringing into Dev Center the Microsoft Affiliates program. The way the program works is you can show ads for any product that's on the store that includes software, apps, hardware, Xbox, Band, Groove Music, subscriptions, all of that. And when the user who sees the ad goes ahead and clicks and buys something, there's a commission somewhere between 1 and 10% that'll be paid out to the developer. Affiliate ads in the Dev Center is very easy to sign up. It's just one single checkbox. I'll show you how to do it. You don't have to republish your app or no new code needs to be written. What Microsoft will do will on a regular basis, go in and find all the best converting products, the best apps where IAPs are sold more, because there's also money related with people buying IAPs on the app will also get transferred to you for some period of time. And we'll auto-create those ads for you. All the reports related to affiliate ads will be available for you in the Dev Center, and the payout will be just as normal, like you get paid out for other ads. Let me show you a quick demo on what all needs to be done. So quickly, within your app, under Monetize Your Ads, we have a new checkbox that lets you sign into the program. And once you save this, we'll backfill for any, after we look at paid ads, the regular paid ads, we'll backfill and show affiliate ads in your ad slots. Once you start seeing, this will basically cause ads to be shown in your app. Here's an example of an app. I have a finance app. And what we're showing is a Surface ad, a product in the store. And if someone were to click on this ad, go to the store and buy a Surface, you would get anywhere between 1% and 5% commission based on that sale. When you switch back to the Dev Center, you'll be able to see reports related to affiliate ads. So this is my dashboard, my regular apps dashboard for a developer. If you look down below, I have an affiliate ad performance report. And here you can see revenue, impressions related to affiliates, clicks, CTR. With affiliates, you have a concept of purchases that are basically pending approval and approved, essentially because we have like a little cooling off period just in case that product comes back and gets returned and things like that. So the store enforces a little cooling off period. So you'll see all the purchases that have sort of started off being bought but not past the cooling off period, and all the purchases are approved, which is driving your revenue. Switching back to my presentation.
So that wraps it up. Here's your call to action. Go ahead and install the latest SDK. It's at aka.ms/store-em-sdk. Go use the ad control and interstitial APIs and be prepared that you're going to be able to do mediation through those APIs. If you still are going to be using multiple SDKs in your app, like Ad Duplex, you're going to want to use that Ad Mediator API for your banner ads. Go ahead and visit DevCenter often. It is now the portal for monetization. You don't have to go to PubCenter anymore. You can now mediate by rank or by weight, so make sure you play with those new options over in DevCenter. Look for mediation that'll come on interstitials as well as banner ads. And finally, keep looking back for new ad networks. We're constantly working with ad networks to try to get new ones on board. So keep coming back. Don't think that it's set it once and you're done. Keep coming back. Kieran?
Sign up for the affiliates ads. It's simple sign up like I showed you in this video. And look for the Bing intent ads. They should start showing up in your ad slots coming up soon. So thank you for watching. See you next time.
Thank you.